You're listening to Valley Free Radio 103.3 FM WXOJLP in Northampton. My name is Matthew Ray. This is Connecting the Notes. In this hour, we are going to be learning about and listening to the music of Roland Kirk. Kirk was a jazz saxophonist who played multiple horns at once, incorporated different sounds, was a revolutionary improviser, and overcame adversity to accomplish it all. He was blinded at age 2 and suffered a stroke later in life, which he recovered from and continued to perform until his death in 1977. So I hope you enjoy this hour of music, and please show your support for the station. It is our fall fun drive here at Valley Free Radio. You can call the studio 413-585-1033, or you could donate online at valleyfreeradio.org. We only interrupt our programming twice a year to reach out for your support, and the money you donate helps take care of our operating costs and allows us to broadcast to you commercial-free, as we have been for the past 5 years. So please log on now and donate online at valleyfreeradio.org. Thank you. Roland Kirk with his own song, A Laugh for Rory, from his 1967 Atlantic LP, The Inflated Tear. Kirk was born Ronald Theodore Kirk in Columbus, Ohio, on August 7, 1936. He was blind at the age of 2, but still learned to play the bugle and trumpet, eventually picking up the clarinet and the saxophone. While still a teenager, Kirk found two older instruments, a manzullo and a strich, descendants of the saxophone. He took the strich, a modified straight E flat alto sax, and the manzullo, a modified version of a saxello, and adapted the mouthpieces, rendering him capable of playing both instruments along with the standard tenor saxophone simultaneously. He appeared on stage with all three horns hanging from his neck, and also carried with him an arsenal of whistles and flutes. Many thought the blind Kirk was merely a gimmick act, but his work proved that not to be the case. He showcased his talents on his full recording, Triple Threat, released on King Records in 1956. Over the next 5 years, he would release a record for Chess and one for Reprise Records, before finding a home with Mercury in 1961. Here's a cut from his 1961 debut for Mercury. It's called A Sack Full of Soul. Kirk with 1961's A Sack Full of Soul. Listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio, and I'm your host, Matthew Ray. Kirk mainly led his own outfits, but he did work as a sideman for Quincy Jones, Roy Haynes, and Charles Mingus. He played with Mingus for only 4 months, but was able to contribute to two albums during that time, including the highly regarded 1962 Mingus record, Oh Yeah. Here's a cut from that album. It's called Wham Bam, Thank You Ma'am. Charles Mingus with Wham Bam, Thank You Ma'am. That song featured the horn playing of Roland Kirk, who we are listening to this hour. Roland Kirk made a memorable contribution on a recording with Quincy Jones the same year as his work with Mingus. Kirk performed the flute solo on this song, and I think you'll recognize it. It's called Soul Bossa Nova. Hey everybody, this is Matthew Ray of Connecting the Nodes. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's our fall fun drive here at Valley Free Radio, and we're asking for your donations this week. It's your contributions that really keep us on the air. We're an all-volunteer-run community radio station, and it's listeners like you that give us the money to produce this programming that we hope that you in turn enjoy. We're also a place that you yourself can contribute to if you have something you want to say over the airs, or get your own show. We give you the tools to reach some people over the radio, and it's a really nice thing to have. Not many communities have it. So we stop our programming twice a year to ask for your help to pay our bills. The money you give us goes directly to rent, utility, equipment repairs, and maintenance, and like I said, we're all volunteer staff, so there's multiple ways you can donate if you support our kind of radio. You can visit valleyfreeradio.org and click the Donate Now button. You can then pay by credit card. So that's valleyfreeradio.org and the Donate Now button. You can also mail your donations to 140 Pine Street in Florence, Massachusetts, 01062, attention VFR. So it's 140 Pine Street, Florence, Massachusetts, 01062, and attention Valley Free Radio. And all this week, call us, 413-584-1160. There'll be a lot of people in and out of the station this week. If nobody picks up, leave a message. We'll get back to you and figure out how you can help us serve the community. So 413-584-1160. Your donations are greatly appreciated. And listen all week for all kinds of fun programming that's going to be coming your way. Every little bit helps. Thanks for supporting independent media and Valley Free Radio as a whole. The song you heard a few minutes ago was Quincy Jones with Soul Bossa Nova. That song featured the work of Roland Kirk, who is our subject this hour on Connecting Notes. He was an inspirational jazz musician who, blinded since the age of two, developed a way to play three instruments, the manzello, the strich, and a tenor sax, simultaneously, while also having slung over his shoulder a flute and an arsenal of other noisemakers like the slide whistle. Kirk called jazz music black classical music. He was heavily involved with the group the Jazz and the People's Movement, and he was personally involved in several sit-ins with the group. They staged sit-ins at a variety of television shows that weren't featuring black artists. One of their accomplishments was negotiating a time for Roland Kirk to appear on The Ed Sullivan Show. When filming commenced, Kirk emerged with Charles Mingus and Archie Shepp, announced they were going to play a Stevie Wonder tune, but instead launched into an improv performance, weaving in and out of Mingus' song, Haitian Fight Song. A Roland Kirk live show was filled with free compositions and audience interaction. He would sometimes hand out whistles to the audience so they could play along with the band. He also showed his sense of humor and social insight between songs with humor and engaging banter. Some critics called him gimmicky. To such claims, Kirk answered, "I've been put down by critics for exploring what I call sound." Here are some live recordings of Roland Kirk and his group, starting with the spoken word piece, Clickety Clack.
Clickety clack, won't somebody bring the spirit back? You didn't know about John Coltrane and the beautiful ballad he wrote, called After the Rain. You didn't know about Lady Day and all the dues that she had to pay. The Beatles come into the country, they take all the bread, while the police hitting black and white folks upside the head. Tom Jones and Humperdinck got everybody uptight. They make people that can sing want to get out and fight. Clickety clack, clickety clack. What is this madness that Nixon has put upon us? Clickety clack, clickety clack. Won't somebody bring the spirit back? Who will it be? Who will it be? It certainly won't be someone that says that they're free. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Won't somebody bring the spirit back? Clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack.
Thank you. Uh-huh, nose, I hear you. Yes, yes. You know, it's good to be in a place that feels like you're in your house, you know? Now, it's a beautiful thing. We're glad you people are assembled here with us on this Saturday night. You know what I mean? You don't feel like Saturday night people. Some Saturday night people, that's the only night they get out and they act like it. You know, like when you cage something up and when it gets out, they act like it. That's the way most Saturday night people act. Now, we would like to think of some very beautiful, bright moments. You know what I mean? Bright moments. Bright moments is like eating your last pork chop in London, England, because you ain't gonna get no more. Cooked from home. Bright moments is like being with your favorite love and y'all sharing the same ice cream dish. And you get mad when she gets the last drop. And you have to take her in your arms and get it the other way. Bright moments. That's too heavy for most of y'all because y'all don't know about that kind of love. The love y'all have been taught about is the love in those magazines. And I am fortunate that I didn't have to look in magazines. Bright moments. Bright moments is like seeing something that you ain't never seen in your life and you don't have to see it, but you know how it looks. Bright moments is like hearing some music that ain't nobody else heard, and they, if they heard it, they wouldn't even recognize that they heard it because they've been hearing it all their life, but they nutted on it. So when you hear it and you start popping your feet and jumping up and down, they get mad because you enjoying yourself, but those are bright moments that they can't share with you because they don't know even how to even go about listening to what you're listening to, and you, when you try to tell them about it, they don't know a damn thing about what you're talking about. Is there any other bright moments before we proceed on?
Testify.
Bright moments.
Bright moments. Being at the Keystone Corner.
Yes. Beautiful.
Bright moments. Cross on Roland Kirk.
Beautiful. Bright moments. Bright moments. Bright moments. Bright moments is like having brothers and sisters and sisterettes and brotherettes like y'all here listening to us.
Hey everybody, this is Matthew Ray of Connecting the Notes. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's our fall fun drive here at Valley Free Radio, and we're asking for your donations this week. It's your contributions that really keep us on the air. We're an all-volunteer-run community radio station, and it's listeners like you that give us the money to produce this programming that we hope that you in turn enjoy. We're also a place that you yourself can contribute to if you have something you want to say over the airs, or get your own show. We give you the tools to reach some people over the radio, and it's a really nice thing to have. Not many communities have it. So we stop our programming twice a year to ask for your help to pay our bills. Money you give us goes directly to rent, utility, equipment repairs, and maintenance, and like I said, we're all volunteer staff, so there's multiple ways you can donate if you support our kind of radio. You can visit valleyfreeradio.org and click the Donate Now button. You can then pay by credit card. So that's valleyfreeradio.org and the Donate Now button. You can also mail your donations to 140 Pine Street in Florence, Massachusetts, 01062, attention VFR. So it's 140 Pine Street, Florence, Massachusetts, 01062, and attention Valley Free Radio. And all this week, call us, 413-584-1160. There'll be a lot of people in and out of the station this week. If nobody picks up, leave a message. We'll get back to you and figure out how you can help us serve the community. So, 413-584-1160. Your donations are greatly appreciated. And listen all week for all kinds of fun programming that's going to be coming your way. Every little bit helps. Thanks for supporting independent media and Valley Free Radio as a whole. The song you heard a few minutes ago was Roland Kirk with live renditions of Clickety Clack, Three for the Festival, a talk he gave before the song Bright Moments, and the song Sweet Fire. Thank you for all of you that have contributed so far in our fun drive for Valley Free Radio. We appreciate you supporting independent radio. If you'd like to donate, please visit valleyfreeradio.org, and you can donate right there. You can also call the station at 413-585-1033. We are looking at the work of jazz musician Roland Kirk this hour. Kirk was blinded at the age of two, but proceeded to learn multiple woodwind instruments and developed a technique to play multiple instruments at the same time. He also developed a circular breathing technique, allowing himself to play continuously for long stretches at a time. Most of the compositions you're hearing tonight were written by Kirk. He was a successful sideman for Charles Mingus, Quincy Jones, and Roy Haynes, but mostly led his own group, which he dubbed the Vibration Society. Shifting away from some of his originals for a bit, we're going to listen to Kirk and his interpretation of a more pop-oriented song from his 1971 album Blackness. It's a version of the Clifton Davis song Never Can Say Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Roland Kirk with his version of Never Can Say Goodbye. In 1970, Kirk changed his name to Rahsaan Roland Kirk after hearing the name in a dream. It was also a dream that he said pointed him in the direction of his first name change from Ronald to Roland. One of his most challenging works came in 1975 with the release of the concept album The Case of the Three-Sided Dream in Audio Color. It's a concept album that contains scattered tape-recorded ramblings by Kirk and other bits of tape recordings in between the songs, and as well as musical contributions from the likes of Cornell Dupree, Hugh McCracken, Richard T., Hilton Ruiz, and Ralph McDonald, among others. Here is an introduction to the record.
Rahsaan Roland Kirk, I command you to go to sleep and dream.
Oh, dream. Oh, what am I going to dream about? I didn't dream all I can dream in life. I'm trying to wake up and live and make some money off dreams that people been making off my dreams. You know, people been there doing everything I dream about.
But your electricity, no good. You know I ain't going to go for nothing like that. I'll pull the plug out of you, then what's going to be happening? Ain't nothing going
to
be happening.
We are the ones that been waking up the world. You don't want me to go to sleep. Pull the plug out of you and you'll be dead. I got a computer at home that's mean that was invented back in 1930-something. You know, the piano roll, you scared of that computer.
How hip is a computer?
I went by somebody's house. A woman was making love to a computer, but she didn't have no, you know,
pull the plug out of satisfaction.
Computer couldn't last long. What a computer!
The Inflated Tear by Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Roland Kirk suffered a stroke in 1975, the effects of which led to paralysis to one side of his body. True to form, he continued his playing after the incident, finding a way to use one hand to play. He continued to tour in this condition for nearly 2 years, playing renowned venues such as Ronnie Scott's in London. Kirk passed away after a second stroke that occurred after a performance in Bloomington, Indiana on December 5th, 1977. He was 42 years old. A huge thank you to everyone who has donated to the station thus far. We'll continue to look for your support. Thank you, Rahsaan Roland Kirk, for the music you left us. 413-585-1033 is the studio number. You can also donate at valleyfreeradio.org. And once again, thank you so much for the support we've seen this week. We have one more song for you. It's called Spirits Up Above.